current law, the broker who negotiates and places the policy with the surplus lines insurer and remits the premium to the insurer is considered the broker who transacts the business. That broker is then responsible for remitting premium taxes and making certain filings with the insurance commissioner. In the current marketplace, however, one broker does not always perform all of those tasks. One broker may negotiate and place the policy, and another may collect the premium from the insured to relay to the insurer. In those instances, Senate Bill 131 would allow the brokers involved to sign an agreement between them stating who's responsible for making the required filings and remitting the premium taxes. This updates the insurance code to reflect current practice in the marketplace. This bill has been vetted through insurance agents and the Department of Insurance and has no opposition. I urge your aye vote.
Thank you. Senator Gaines, the Department of Insurance had some amendments.
Yes.
And some mock-up amendments. You're willing to accept those as
yes.
Author's amendments?
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have someone here in support. Testify.
Mr. Chairman and members, Maureen Higgins representing American International Group. We are the sponsors of the bill and obviously support the bill. Senator Gaines basically laid out the issue, and the committee analysis laid out did a good job of laying out an example of how it works with multiple surplus lines brokers. So as the senator said, basically what this does is it just allows us to update the code to reflect what can happen in the marketplace, but under only a very narrow set of circumstances. We work those circumstances out with the Department of Insurance so that there are safeguards around it. There has to be a written agreement between the two brokers involved. It has to be signed, and it has to be made available to the insurance commissioner. We also vetted this language with the Surplus Lines Association and the California Insurance Wholesalers Association, and everybody signed off on this language as being workable. We want to thank the Department of Insurance and the Surplus Lines Association and others for their help on this bill, and available to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Higgins. We will have the Department of Insurance testify in just a moment. We do have enough members here to establish a quorum. Let's call the roll.
Calderon.
Here.
Calderon here. Gaines.
Here.
Gaines here. Anderson.
Here.
Anderson here. Corbett. Correa.
Correa
here. Lou. Lowenthal. Price.
Here.
Price here. Weiland.
Very well. Quorum established. Mr. Martinez, you wanted to testify?
Really?
In support, neutral, opposed?
Neutral, actually. And the reason being is that we just want to thank the author and the sponsor and the committee staff in working on the last set of amendments and then the amendments that the author just agreed to take as reflected in the committee analysis. And wanted to say that we've been working really closely with all the parties to find to work on language to allow them to meet the intent of the bill as well as make it workable for the Department of Insurance. And so at this point we are neutral insofar that we are fine with certainly with the bill moving forward out of this committee. Though I think the one last thing is just to ensure conformity with Assembly Bill 315, an urgency measure that the department is sponsoring on surplus lines that will be before this committee. And so that's something that we have all discussed. That would be a subsequent issue to work out. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other support? Any here to testify in opposition? Questions by the committee? Senator Anderson?
It's more of a comment. I just want to thank the author for working so closely with the Department of Insurance and facilitating a working bill that makes sense to everyone.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Yeah, I'm moving the bill, too, if you
You're moving the bill. The bill's been moved as amended or as amended? With mock-up amendments. Senator Gaines-Farlaya, to close, just want to thank you also by bringing this bill to us. This is in line with streamlining regulations, which, as we all agree, is the right direction to go in, cutting back on paperwork, cutting back on bureaucracy, and simplifying things. So thank you so much. And with that, if you'd like to close, I'd be happy to entertain a vote.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I just urge an aye vote.
Thank you very much. Call the roll.
The motion is due pass as amended to the floor. Calderon?
Aye.
Calderon, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Anderson? Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Lowenthal? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye.
Collinson, members?
Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. That measure has 8 votes.
That measure has 8 votes. The bill is out. For how long did he say?
Okay.
We'll hold the roll open for a few minutes. Great. That bill is out with 8 votes.
Thank you
so much.
And members.
Yeah, this conducts our concludes our committee. The bill is out.
Has 8
with
votes.
With 8 votes, and that concludes the business for today. Thank you.